and welcome to my house, y'all. We're throwing the doors wide open. Matter of fact, this hour, we're throwing the doors and windows wide open at Rosie on the house. I'm here in studio. Romy just wrapped up a remote broadcast from the Real Gardens for Real People garden tour out in Scottsdale. He'll be trucking on back here and join me here in studio shortly. My wife, Jennifer, is on the call screening station. If you've got a project you'd like to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. Jennifer will get your name and where you're calling from and your question, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348.
Or text us at 411-923.
I always forget about the texting machine.
I don't. I have fun with the texting.
Yeah, it keeps you busy, doesn't it?
It does.
It keeps you distracted is
sorry.
So you know. That number, 1-888-767-4348. Easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And that's why we're here. We are here for you. We've been here every Saturday morning for 28 years with the sole purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you've got a question about how to get something done, who to have do it, or what's the right way to tackle a project, that's why we're here. Give us a ring. It's an interactive call-in talk show. And today, this hour, Rosie gets to climb up on one of his soapboxes. And it's all the money Arizona homeowners spend trying to reduce their summer cooling bill. If I could take a fraction of the money that is wasted on silly things that promise to drive your power bills down, I would have a fortune. We could build an entire Habitat for Humanity village with all the wasted money. When you take a look at your house, consider it as an envelope between you and the outside environment. And you're trying to control that space inside the envelope in a way that you can remain comfortable regardless of what's going on outside. The thing we battle here in Arizona below the rim, more than anything, of course, is the summer heat. How do we stay comfortable when it's 110, 112, 115 degrees outside? And then we take a look at our bills in March, and we take a look at our bills in October. For an all-electric home, that's generally what we call your base load. That's as low as you're going to get. That's to run your washing machine and your TV and your lights and your computer and everything else. You're generally not running heat, and you're generally not running air conditioning. That's your base load. Then when we turn the air conditioner on and she runs 20 hours a day in August and September, you generally will double your bill. That's your air conditioning load. That's the load that we can impact through smart strategies. But you have to understand, the weakest link you have in that envelope are your doors and your windows. It's not your attic. And I see a lot of people waste a lot of money pouring a lot of things up in the attic that aren't going to help at all. So, on the topic of windows, those of you that have been listening to the show for a long time know that I'm a big fan of the Pella brand of windows for a whole lot of reasons. I've tried them all. Pella, as well as being made in America, which I always lean towards, has a product line for virtually every price point. For many years, Pella was considered like the Rolls Royce of windows, and as well it should have had that reputation. But Pella now, over the last 20 years, has expanded their line of product, carried their brand forward, and now has a window for virtually every price point. So we have brought in the owner of the Mountain West region retail stores and warehouses for Pella, Mr. Don Foster. Your facility stretched from Boise, Jackson Hole, Sun Valley, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, Tucson.
Yeah, we cover that. We cover that whole area, Rosie.
And you got the best stretch in the whole country. How'd you get that deal?
Well, I'd been with Pella for over 30 years, and there came a point in time that in my career that I wanted to do something different than the corporate life, and I went to Pella Corporation and showing what a really great company they are. I asked to purchase the business out here along with my partner, Sammy Song, and Pella very quickly agreed to that. You know, so it shows the great things, the great lengths they'll go to really satisfy their own employees. So great opportunity.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I know if y'all are like every other Roseanne House partner that we have right now, y'all are having a hard time finding help. So I'll sign up for the floor sweeping job in Jackson Hole. I'll keep the showroom clean in Jackson Hole. Can I have that job?
I was actually hoping you'd be one of our top salespeople. But we can talk about that later.
So Don Foster, owner of the Mountain West region of the Pella string of stores and warehouses. And we have Matt Lacko, the regional sales manager. Matt, you and I have worked together for a lot of years on the Pella product. We appreciate you coming in and talking with our homeowners about the critical dimensions of windows.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be here, Rosie.
Well, you know, the first thing people don't really stop and consider, you know, the first thing we should do is all the contractors that have been here in Arizona through the 50s and the 60s and 70s should go to confession, and we should ask for forgiveness for the windows we were installing back then. How many of those have you replaced? They're the old steel Torrance windows, single pane glass, steel window frames, or even worse, the aluminum sliders that we were installing all through the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think of that, the metal around those windows just conduct that heat in. It's like having your oven open in the kitchen throughout the whole summer. I mean, it's just a lot of heat coming into the homes because of those.
Essentially acting as a radiator heater.
Absolutely.
Like the old-fashioned heaters in the Midwest, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you think of high-end cookware today, you think of the aluminum that they use because it heats up quickly and evenly and just puts that heat right into, you know, the pan. But that's what the windows are doing when you got those aluminum frames.
We do a lot of energy audits, and I don't do them for the utility companies, but I'm called in a lot of times because the energy audit company will be recommending certain things, and then the homeowner wants to know, what's my opinion? Okay, here's what we're being told. And I have to very often dispel the home inspection, home energy audit inspector's requirements or recommendations, because they generally recommend things that are high margin to that particular inspector. I've had the instances where a home inspection company was recommending to an 84-year-old man to replace $8,000 worth of light bulbs in his house. The payback was 17 years.
I think there's some better use of your investment dollars in that scenario.
Especially when we opened the air conditioning closet and found a hole in his return air the size of a basketball.
Wow.
And that wasn't even addressed. It was a shame. But we take thermal imaging guns and people start talking about, I need to get this house comfortable. It's either got hot or cold spots, or it just can't get comfortable at all. And we take a look at the air conditioning equipment. We take a look at the pressure balancing throughout the system. But I just take a thermal imaging gun and I point it at the windows. And if it is aluminum frame, you said you were in a house just recently, and it's not even summer yet.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks back, and it was an all-aluminum frame like you're finding in most houses that were built in the last 20 years in Arizona. And on top of that, it was single glazed, so one pane of glass, which I haven't seen in quite some time. And you can imagine, and it was, you're right, it was early March, and we sat in front of these two large windows doing our measurements and pricing and sales presentation, and it was literally unbearable. Yeah.
Well, we can take that heat imaging gun in August on a west-facing, unshaded, single pane, aluminum frame window and have the frame hitting 140, 145, 150 degrees.
Oh, yeah, easy.
And now we're trying to air condition that room with a 150-degree radiator blasting that heat into the room. So I want to talk a little bit, before we get to the frame options, I want to get to the glazing options, because I hear a lot about triple pane. I have a very strong feeling about triple pane one way or the other. I want to hear what y'all have. But we've got an interesting phone call that I want to bring into the conversation now Is that Stephen? Stephen?
Yes.
You're calling from St. Louis?
Yes.
Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Well, thank you.
You're streaming us on the computer?
Yes, actually I am.
Okay, all right. How did you know about us?
Well, I grew up in Phoenix.
Oh, okay, all right.
And my dad listened to you for quite a while, and then when my wife and I got our house, originally we lived in Mesa.
Oh, okay, all right.
Prior to moving out here to St. Louis, so I've just kept following you since.
Well, how can I help? I do know a lot of remodelers in St. Louis. How can I help you today?
So we have vinyl siding on our house.
Okay.
And the wind here, of course, being the Midwest, there's not a whole lot of stuff to block the wind. So we had some of that vinyl siding get ripped off in a windstorm a couple weeks back.
Okay.
And I've been talking with some coworkers, and some of them have aluminum siding. And they seem to like that. So I've kind of done a little bit of looking into it, of maybe replacing all the vinyl siding with aluminum siding.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get your opinion on the pros and cons of aluminum siding.
Well, generally speaking, I'm not a fan of vinyl outside in the sun anywhere. St. Louis, not quite so critical as down here in Phoenix, of course. Aluminum siding tend to work very good unless you have kids with skateboards. It will dent, okay? I would have you take a look at the Hardy board, the cement wood siding. Of all the siding out there, I'll tell you, if I were building a house and I were putting siding on it, I'd take a really hard look at the cement wood siding. Comes in all different varieties of colors. It can be painted, all different styles of horizontal or vertical patterns. Before you pick vinyl or aluminum, do a little research into that cement board siding and see if that doesn't work out better. Thanks for streaming in. I was actually, Jennifer and I were riding horses on Monday, and we stumbled up to the Verde River, and there was a family there from Wisconsin. And one of the guys, I was talking to my dogs, they were getting in the water and drinking. He says, "Hey, I recognize your voice." He says, "Are you Rosie?" I said, "Yes, I am." And he's a firefighter in the city of Scottsdale. He says, "We're out here looking for scorpions for my relatives to take home to Wisconsin." And I said, "Well, just go flip over those cow pies over there. You'll find one over there." Expert on cow pies, expert on siding in St. Louis. But we want to talk with our experts on windows, the folks from Pella, here joining us in studio this morning. Feel free to give us a call. Stefan called from St. Louis. You can call from anywhere in Arizona, toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. We'll be right back.